Hi, good morning. Good morning,
Goings
brothers. Yeah, good morning. I can't see you, so it feels a little weird, but I wish I could.
我看不见你们，所以我觉得有一点怪怪的。我希望能够亲眼看见你们，但是现
Yeah.
在不行。
And I would love to give, some of you are huggers. I would love to be able to give you a hug this morning. So I give you a virtual big hug.
所以如果可能的话，我真的想拥抱你们一下。那现在我就在网上通过网络来拥抱你们。
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but there is a phrase that says, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
我不知道你是不是想过反正有这么一句话，就是你要知道得着了，你才知道。
Yeah, and I
那
never
是什么？
really, huh? What? Okay, sorry.
No,
And I
go
never
ahead.
really appreciated, I guess, how wonderful it is to be in person worshiping together until it was gone.
我知道，不能够与你们面对面的一起来敬拜的时候才，领会到，以前能够一起进行实体的敬拜是多么的美好。
Yeah, I'm not sure if any of you feel that way.
我不知道你们是不是也有这样同样的感觉。
I think for me, as soon as we do get together again, I hope I don't waste those moments ever again.
所以，我立誓以后我们在一起进实体聚会的时候，我绝对不会错过。那个机会。
And in the same way, we don't think about how much we have until it's gone.
同样的，我们常常要等到我们失去了某个东西的时候，才懂得要珍惜它。
And for each of us, we may not realize it, but God has given us so much.
也许我们没有意识到神赐给我们这么多。
We usually spend more time complaining about what we don't have rather than appreciating what we do have.
我们往往花更多的时间来抱怨我们没有的，而忘了要珍惜我们拥有的。
And this morning, I was led to help us truly appreciate the abundance and the opportunities that our God has given to us.
今天早上，圣灵引领我要跟各位分享，我如何去真正的来，感谢，来，体会神赐下的恩典是有多么的丰盛。
So if you would, let's just get to it this morning. I'd like to ask you to turn to Luke chapter 16 this morning. I'll be reading from the NIV version.
我们现在看路加福音。第十六章，英文我要念的是新国际版的
Yeah,
版本。
and what we'll be looking at this morning is a parable that Jesus told to his disciples to obviously teach them something.
今天早上我们要学习的是耶稣基督给的一个比喻。
And I think this is one of the most misunderstood stories that Jesus ever told.
我想在主耶稣基督给人的教导当中，这个比喻，是最被人误解，的，一个经文。
But I do believe that there are things here that can help us have the right perspective on life.
但是我相信这段经文能够让我们用正确的眼光来看待我们的生命。
So let's just read it together.
让我们一起来读这段经文。
there was a rich man, there's like this owner who was very rich, whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions.
有一个财主的管家, 别人向他的主人告他, 浪费主人的财物。
So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer."
主人叫他来对他说, 我听见你这事怎么样呢? 把你所经管的交代明白, 因你不能再做我的管家。
The manager said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg."
那管家心里说, 主人辞我, 不用我再做管家, 我将来做什么? 锄地呢, 无力, 讨饭呢, 怕羞。
I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
我知道怎么行, 好叫人在我不做管家之后, 接我到他们家里去。
So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?"
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来, 问头一个说, 你欠我主人多少?
And the first one says, 900 gallons of olive oil. And the manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. So he cut it in half.
那么第一个就说, 100篓油, 那管家说, 拿你的账, 快坐下, 写50, 所以他减了, 一半。
Then he asked the second, "How much do you owe?" He said, "1,000 bushels of wheat," he replied. And he told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. So he dropped it down by 20%.
又问一个说, 你欠多少? 他说, 100担麦子, 管家说, 拿你的账写80, 所以他减了20%.
And the master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. And Jesus says, "For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light."
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明, 因为今世之子在世事之上, 交比光明之子更加聪明。
He says, "I tell you, use this worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings."
我又告诉你们, 要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友, 到了钱财无用的时候, 他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。
So let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, speak to us this morning through your own words.
亲爱的主, 今天早上, 求主, 借着你的话语, 向我们说话。
We look too often at what we do not have, but show us how much we have been given in each of our lives.
太多时候, 我们看到的是, 我们没有的, 求主, 帮助我们。 让我们能够看, 我们收到了, 多少。
I believe that when we align our lives rightly with your purpose for us, I actually believe that you desire to reduce the amount of worry and the anxiety that we have.
我相信当我们 把我们的生命跟你的目的, 契合, 在一起的时候, 我们就可以减轻不少我们的, 担心跟压力。
So help us, Lord, help us to align ourselves rightly with your purpose and to not waste all that you've given to us.
所以帮助我们, 让我们的, 生命 能够与你在我们对我们的 生命的目的能够相契合，这样子来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this passage today, it has so much in it.
这段经文，今天我们要看的这段经文，蕴藏着很丰富的。
But I want to highlight three things that I believe can help us manage our lives better. And I think there's an added bonus. It'll even help us sleep better at night.
我只要提到其中的最重要的三点，我相信这个能够帮助我们，让我们知道怎么样的管理我们的生命，并且让我们晚上睡觉会睡得安稳一点。
All right, so you ready? The first thing that each of us need to remember every day.
第一件，每一个人每一天都需要记得的是
is that everything I have belongs to God.
我拥有的任何一个东西，所有的一切都属于神。
Okay, so write that down and say that to someone next to you in your home. Everything I have belongs to God.
所以把这一点记下来，然后对你旁边的人说这一句话，我所有的拥有的任何一个东西都属于神。
We want to remember this each and every day.
我们每一天都应该记住这一点。
You see, even in the very first verse, right? It's giving us this... go ahead.
就像经文上说的，就是第一句话就这么说。
It gives us this picture.
就给我们这么一幅画面。
That there is this owner, this rich, rich owner.
有这么一个很有钱的主人。
And the manager that he hired was wasting the owner's possessions.
他雇的管家浪费他的财物。
Right? In this parable, the owner is the one who has all these possessions and property. And he hired someone to manage, it says, his possessions.
在这个比喻里头，有一个主人，他拥有很多很多的财物，他雇了一个管家来管理他的财务。
It's not the manager's property and possessions.
所以这些财务不是管家有的。
It's the owner's possessions.
他们不是管家的，而是主人的。
You see, the first thing to remember every day is that everything belongs to God.
所以我们每一天都得记住的一件事就是任何一个东西，我们所有的一切都是神的。
God created everything.
神创造了一切。
The air that we breathe.
空气。
The land that we live on.
我们住的土地。
The food that we eat.
我们吃的食物。
And all the resources used to build everything that we have.
还有用来建造所有的我们所有的这些一切的资源。
God created everything and everything belongs to him.
这些每一个都是神所创造的，而且每一个都是属于神的。
So what that means is you don't own anything.
这个意思就是说你我不拥有这些东西。
God loans it to you.
神把这些东西借给我们。
You didn't own it before you were born.
你在你出生之前你没有拥有这些东西。
And guess what? You won't own it after you die.
而且在你死之后你也不拥有这些东西。
Even if you made all of this money here in this world,
即使是你在这个世上挣了很多很多的钱财。
You can't use that money in eternity.
在永恒里这些钱财都变得没有用。
So God is loaning it to you for the years of your life here.
所以神是在你在地上还活着的年月里这些东西借给你使用。
You know, I think it would help us every day if we would remember this first truth.
我想如果我们每一天都能够记得这个真理的话，那么一定会让我们有很多的得到很多的益处。
Everything in your life is a gift from God.
你的生命中的每一个东西，所有的一切都是属于神。
You would have none of it if it wasn't for God.
如果不是神的话，你不可能拥有任何一个。
You wouldn't take your next breath if it wasn't for God.
因为如果不是神的话，你就会马上断气了。
Everything you have is God's love for you.
任何你现在有的任何一个东西都是由于神对你的爱。
Your life.
你的生命。
Your brain.
你的脑子，头脑。
Your thoughts.
你的思想
，your job, your money,
你的工作，你的钱财
，all of it is from God.
所有的这一切都是从神而来。
You might think, but I achieved all of this with my own ideas and my own two hands, and I worked hard for it all.
也许你会这么想，这些都是我辛苦挣来的，我用我的头脑，我用我的手。辛苦挣来的。
But who gave you your brain to function? Who gave you your two hands to work?
但是你的脑子，你的双手是谁给的呢？
Who gave you even the energy to work so hard like you do?
你努力工作所需要的精力是谁给你的呢？
God gave it to you.
是神给你的。
Everything that you have has come from God.
你所有的每一个一切每一个东西都是从神而来。
Now, if we can adjust our thinking to see everything this way,
如果我们能够调整我们的思想，能够从这个角度去看待万事万物。
It'll change the way we live.
那么这肯定会改变我们如何生活。
Because if everything that I have belongs to God,
因为如果我所有的任何东西，所有的一切都属于神，
then a lot of the anxiety that we have over these things will go away.
那么这些东西所给我们的焦虑就会消失了。
See, the next time you drive your car,
所以下一次你开车的时候，
I want you to say, this is God's car.
我要你对自己说，这是神的车。
So when your kid, you know, dents the door or makes a scratch on the paint or throws up inside the car,
所以如果你的孩子破坏了这个车，或者是在车里头呕吐。
You say, God, this is your car.
你就说，神啊，这是你的车。
This phone that I have, this is God's phone.
手机。这是神的手机。
This house that I'm in, this is God's house.
我住的房子是神的房子。
He has loaned it to me for this short amount of time.
他只不过是我活在世上的这个短暂的年月里，他把房子借给我用。
And he,
借给我住。
has given me a chance to make use of it.
他也给我一个机会，让我来使用它。
I get to enjoy it.
所以我得以，享受它。
And I get to manage it.
我得以，管理它。
But it doesn't belong to me.
可是，它并不属于我。
This belongs to God.
这个是属于神的。
Everything that I have belongs to God.
我有的任何一个东西都属于神。
When you think this way, your worry begins to go down.
如果你是这样用这样的思路来看待世上，那么你就没有焦虑。
Why is that?
为什么？
Why is that?
为什么？
Because when I realize that everything that I have belongs to God.
因为当我意识到我有的任何一个东西都属于神，
then I don't hold on to things as tightly.
那么我就不会紧抓着那些东西不放。
We have a tendency to hold on to things very tightly.
我们有这么一个倾向，就是我们很容易就紧抓着，东西不放。
Ever since we were born.
打从我们出生那一刻开始。
Because of our old self.
因为我们的老我的。
Our old sin nature.
我们的老我里头的罪性的缘故。Mm-hmm.
That causes us to hold on to things in this world too tightly.
让我们对世上的东西紧抓着，太紧的抓住它，不愿意放。
Have you ever noticed the little toddlers at our church or just anywhere?
你有没有注意到我们教会或者其他地方的很小的孩子？
When they get a hold of a toy that they love,
当他们拿到一个他们喜爱的玩具的时候，
they don't want to let go.
他们不愿意放手。
Because they want to believe that it is theirs to own.
因为他们是这么相信那些那个东西是属于他的。
And so when the parents have to take it away,
所以如果父母需要把那个玩具拿走的话，
you can see that they're trying to grip onto it even tighter. They don't want to let go.
你就会发现这个孩子甚至更紧的来抓住这个玩具，不愿意放手。
And then they throw a tantrum and they cry.
甚至他们会大哭大闹。
But as Jesus redeems us from our old self,
但是当主耶稣基督把我们从老我救赎出来以后，
and we begin to grow in our new self in Christ,
我们的这个新造的人就开始在主里成长。
We can begin to learn that everything belongs to God, and He gives us the strength to hold on to things a little bit more lightly.
我们就开始被操练知道任何一个东西都属于神，而且神在操练我们，让我们不那么紧紧的抓住世上的东西。
So hold on lightly, not tightly.
所以我们可以轻轻的抓着它但是别太紧。
Yeah, hold on lightly, not tightly.
所以轻轻的抓住它但是别紧抓着不放。
You see how this begins to change your perspective?
如果我们有这样的一个心态，那么我们就会有不同的态度。
Because if I hold on to everything tightly, like it's mine to own,
因为如果我紧抓着某个东西不放，好像是属于我的。
Then there's a lot more pressure on me.
那么我就会承受很大的更大的压力。
When you hold on everything so tightly like it's yours.
如果你把任何一个东西紧紧地抓住，好像你拥有它，那是属于你的。
That's the type of stuff that keeps people awake at night.
这样的一个态度会让人晚上睡不好。
But if I begin to understand that God has loaned me these things to use and to enjoy and to manage,
但是如果我意识到神只不过是把这个东西借给我，让我能够享受，让我能够使用，让我能够管理，
then I just need to learn to manage them in a way that the owner or the master would desire.
那么我只需要学习一件事情，就是如何好好的按着主人的心意来管理这个东西。
And that applies to all of the resources that he's loaned to us, not given us to own.
这个这一点能够是应可以适用在所有的神所给我们的资源上。
Even the life that I'm given each day.
即使是甚至是生命。
Right. And that leads us to our...Yeah, and that leads us to our second point that I want to remember each day.
那么现在我们就来到第二点，我要你们每一天都记住的。
Everything I have, God has entrusted under my care.
我拥有的任何一个东西都是神托付给我管理的。
In this parable, Jesus shows us that the owner has hired someone to manage his possessions, to take care of his possessions.
这个比喻让我们看到主人雇用了一个管家帮他管理他的财物。
So let me ask you a question.
所以我要问你一个问题。
How are you taking care of God's possessions?
你是怎么管理神的财物的？
How are you taking care of all the things God has entrusted under your care?
你是怎么管理神托付给你管理的财物的？
That car that you have?
比方说你的车。
Remember if that first point is true.
刚刚提到的第一点也很重视，也是真实的。
Then that car belongs to God.
那个车是属于神的。
But he has entrusted it under your care.
但是他把这个车托付给你管理。
How are you taking care of it?
你是怎么照顾管理这个车的？
The body that you have, God created your body.
或者你的身体，神造了你的身体。
It belongs to God.
那是属于神的。
How are you taking care of it?
你是怎么照顾神所赐给你的身体的？
Okay. That body that you have, it belongs to God.
你所拥有的身体，是属于神的。
So, how are you taking care of your health?
你是怎么管理照顾你的健康的？
The spouse God gave you.
或者是神所赐给你的配偶。
The children that are still under your care.
还是你养育中的儿女。
God has entrusted them to you.
神都把这些托付给你。
They are on loan to you.
他们是神把他们借给你。
You don't own your children.
你并不拥有你的孩子。
So how are you taking care of God's children?
所以你怎么来养育照顾神所托付给你的孩子呢？
Does this begin to help you see your life differently?
如果你如此的来想，那么这就会帮助你来看正确的看待
生命。How about the talents? How about the talents that he's given to you?
神所赐给你的才能才干。
In another parable of Jesus in Matthew 25.
在马太福音第26章。耶稣给了另外一个比喻。
It's called the parable of the talents.
那个是被称作才干的比喻。
Mm-hmm. The owner gave different amounts of money. The money is called, interestingly enough, talents.
这个人他给了他给了其他的人一个数某个数目的钱。那么那个钱被称作他连得 talents。
Mm-hmm. And he gave a different amount to each employee.
他给他的雇员每一个不同数额的这个钱。
I think we all remember this. One, he entrusted five.
有一个他给了五千。
Another, he entrusted two.
另外一个他给了两千。
And the last, he entrusted one.
最后一个他给了一千。
And Jesus actually says he gave it to them each according to their abilities.
耶稣亲口说，他是根据每一个人的能力来给出某个金额的。
The one he entrusted with five.
那个给了得到五千的。
He took what was entrusted to him and he put the money to good use.
他领了五千之后，他就做了很恰当很好的使用。
Mm-hmm. And he doubled it.
然后他就赚了一倍，五千。
The one with two talents also took what was entrusted to him.
那个领了二千的，也把神托付给他的二千做了很好的运用。
And he doubled it.
然后呢，他也赚了一倍。
And the one with one talent.
可是那个领了一千的。
Do you remember? He buried it.
记得吗？他把它埋在地下。
He didn't do anything with it.
他什么都没做。
And when the owner returned,
当主人回来的时候,
he praised the two who put it to good use.
他称赞那两个把他托付给他们的钱财运用得很好的人。
Because they used it well and they multiplied what he had given to them.
因为他们运用得很好。他把他们给他把他们得到的又加倍的赚得了。
But to the one that didn't do anything,
但是
with the talent that was entrusted to him,
但是那个领了一千什么都没做的人，
the owner, Jesus said, was so upset.
这个主人对这个人非常的恼怒。
You see, the worst money manager is the one who sits on money and doesn't put money to good use.
这个最糟糕的处理钱财的方式就是不运用那些钱财。
This is true in life.
在我们的生命里，生活中也是如此。
And Jesus uses this truth to show that it is true with what he, the talents he entrusts to us.
耶稣用这个比喻来告诉我们有关他托付给我们的财物的一个真理。
Look, God has given us so, so many resources.
神给了我们如此多的资源。
So many gifts.
有这么多的礼物给我们。
So much time.
这么多的时间。
Even many of us with really good health.
即使是我们当中身体很健康的。
Good jobs.
还有那些有很好的工作的。
He has entrusted us with spouses and children.
他也把我们的配偶、我们的孩子托付给我们。
Houses and cars and bank accounts.
房子、车子、银行、存款。
He has entrusted us with even energy and strength.
精力。
And he has entrusted us with talents and spiritual gifts.
才干，还有属灵的恩赐。
The Bible says to each of his children at least one spiritual gift.
圣经告诉我们，神给他的儿女，每一个儿女至少给了一个，属灵的恩赐。
And he has entrusted us with each day to live.
还有，他也把我们每天在地上活的，日子，托付给我们。
We don't think about this very often, but you can't even guarantee you can live each day. You can't guarantee that.
我们通常不会这么想，我们实在没有，根本不知道我们明天还会不会活在地上。
But God entrusts it to you.
但是神把这个在地上的年日托付给我们。
All of these things are not ours to own.
那么所有的一切都不是属于我们的。
But they are on loan to us.
而是借给我们使用。
And God has entrusted us to manage everything that we have.
我们从神那得到的每个东西，神都托付给我们，让我们好好的管理。
How are you taking care of what God has entrusted to you for this short amount of time?
神在你在地上短暂的年日里所托付给你的，你是怎么管理的？
In this parable, Jesus said that the manager was wasting what the owner had entrusted to him.
在这个比喻里头，告诉我们，这个管家他浪费主人的财物。
And the owner was so upset.
那么这个主人非常的恼怒。
He wanted to see the books, and he said he would be fired.
他要看，那看看账，然后他对管家说，我要把你给辞了。
So this manager who had wasted all these resources was going to lose his job.
所以这个浪费了主人的财物的管家，马上就要失去工作了。
And this is so funny. He says, what am I going to do?
这个很有意思。他心里说，那我怎么办呢？
I'm not strong enough to dig.
我的体力不够，我没有法子锄地。
And I'm too proud to beg.
那我又有很强的自尊心，我不好，不愿意去讨饭。
But I gotta think about my future.
但是呢，我得为我的将来想一想，该怎么办。
He started to think about his future.
所以他就开始想，他的将来要怎么办。
He had to come up with a plan.
那么他就想出了一个计划。
And when he came up with this plan, when he was thinking about his future,
那么他有了这么一个计划，他想到自己的未来。
It started to really drastically change his behavior.
那么一旦他想出了这个计划，想到了他的未来，那么他的人生就有了一个剧烈的改变。
What did he do?
他到底做了什么呢?
Well, he started to go to the people who were in debt to the owner.
他就开始一个一个的去找那些欠主人债的人。
And he wanted to change all the contracts.
他要改变改所有的合同契约。
And he wanted to cut down, as a favor, how much they owed to the owner.
他要减少那些债这样子让那些人喜欢他。
For what purpose? Yeah, for what purpose? I think, Sharon, you just said it.
是为了什么目的呢?
Yeah, so that even in verse 4, it says they would receive or welcome him into their houses.
他之所以这么做，他的目的就是第四节告诉我们的，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。
Yes. Because he knew that his future was in trouble if he didn't act fast.
他知道如果他不赶快付诸行动的话，他将来很快就会有难了。
So he worked hard.
所以他很努力的。
And even dishonestly.
Yeah.
And even dishonestly.
他甚至于用一个不诚实的手段。
So that he can earn favor with people.
目的就是别人喜欢他将来他需要的时候别人能帮助他。
He wanted to think of a way to earn their hearts.
他得想出一个法子来讨他们的欢心。
And that way he would secure his future.
这样子他的将来未来就有保障了。
So that very soon they would remember the favor and they would welcome him into their homes. Like, you cut my bill down in half.
好让他在落难的时候而且这个马上会发生他们就会接他到他们的家里去因为他曾经给过他们恩惠。
This is so dishonest.
当然这是一个很不诚实的手段。
But this is so very smart.
但是同时我们也不能否认这是一个很精明的办法。
And this is what confuses people most about the story.
是这一点让很多人在阅读这段经文的时候觉得糊涂。
Because Jesus says in verse 8,
因为耶稣在第八节怎么说?
He says in verse 8, the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
You see, Jesus is the master in this story.
在这个比喻里头，这个主人指的就是耶稣基督。
And people get confused.
读者会有时候会觉得很困惑。
Is Jesus commending the manager because of his dishonesty?
难道主耶稣基督是在夸奖这个管家因为他不诚实吗?
No, Jesus is not commending him because he acted dishonestly.
不是的耶稣基督不是在夸奖这个管家做了不义的事情。
It says that Jesus is commending I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
It says that Jesus is commending the manager, he's praising the manager because he acted shrewdly.
主耶稣基督所夸奖的是 这个管家做事聪明。
See, look at the rest of verse 8.
我们看下面的经文。
For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of light.
因为今世之子在世事之上交比光明之子更加聪明。
He says, I tell you, use worldly wealth, the wealth, everything that you have here, to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, and it will be gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
耶稣说，我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财，或者是世上的钱财，结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。
You see, Jesus is telling Christians,
耶稣基督在这儿是对基督徒说，
The people of this world are more shrewd about their future than we Christians are about ours.
这世上的人，他们对于他们的将来，更精明，更聪明，比我们这些信徒们更聪明。
Yeah, that's the main point of this parable.
所以这是这个比喻的核心的的意义。
重点 ，right？
重点。
Yeah, the people of this world are so much more smarter about their future and how they act on it than we are about our future.
这个世界上的人对他们的将来所做的远比我们这些基督徒们对我们的将来所做的聪明得多。
Even though he was dishonest.
尽管这些人不诚实。
He acted so shrewdly to secure a good future for himself.
但是他们在为他们的将来打算的时候，他们做起事来很聪明。
This word for shrewd.
这个所谓的和合本的翻译的聪明这个字眼。
It also means prudently, wisely.
也有也的意思也是慎重、周全、有智慧。
Right, this word means that he used all of his wits.
换句话说，这些世界上的人他们殚精竭虑的来为他们的将来做出
保障。It means he used every resource that he had.
意思就是说，这些世上的人用尽了一切的他们可以他们的资源来获得一个有保障的未来。
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, in order for him to secure his future. So this is what Jesus is saying about the people of the world.
这主耶稣基督就是这样子描写这世上的人。
They work for their earthly treasure with so much passion.
他们用很有他们在在为自己在世上积累世上的财物的时候，他们有热情。
They work with so much ingenuity, with so much energy.
他们用有独创性，他们有巧思。
Why?
为什么？
Because they love their earthly treasure.
因为他们爱世上的财富。
And they do it so smartly to build on their earthly treasure.
他们用极其聪明的做法来积累世上的财富。
They use all of the resources they have.
他们用尽了他们所有的心力。
But the people of light don't live so smartly to build up their treasure.
那么相对的来说，光明之子就就对他们的未来就没有这么聪明。
Jesus is saying,
耶稣基督是在说，
Christians, why don't you use your resources more shrewdly?
基督徒们，你为什么不更聪明的来使用？
In verse 9, he doesn't say worldly wealth is bad.
他并没有说世上的财富是不好的。
Money is not bad.
钱财本身没有不好。
Money is neutral.
钱财是个中立的。
It can be used for bad purposes or with bad intentions.
可以运用在邪恶的事情上，可以运用在动机不纯正的事情上。
Or it can be used for heavenly purposes.
那它也可以被使用来在天国的事情上。
And I think that leads us to our last point.
现在我们就来到了我们的今天最后一点，第三点。
And it's very simple, and I won't talk too much about it.
很简单，所以我不会多讲。
But if we can remember this each and every day.
但是我们每一天都需要记得。
Everything God has entrusted to me is to be used for His purposes.
神所托付给我管理的任何一个东西都要使用来达成他的目的。
Everything God has loaned to me is to be used for God's purposes.
神借给我使用的任何一个东西都要使用来达成他的目的。
Verse 9 says this, right? It said, you know, use your worldly wealth, because this worldly wealth, all it means is it's money that's here. You can't use this money in heaven anymore. You can only use it here.
第九节这么说，要借着那不义的钱财，就是世上的钱财，就是只有还活在世上的时候有用的。
Mm-hmm. Use this money to gain friends for yourself.
你们要借着这样的钱财去结交朋友。
So that when it's gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
好，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。
Jesus is saying,
耶稣基督是在说，
Use your money for God's purposes.
运用你的钱财，来达成神的目的。
Yeah, circle or highlight or write down that word, use.
所以，要不你就画个圈，要不你就画下重点，这个what did you say?
Sorry. Well, I don't know if it's in Chinese, 用, right? Use.
Oh, 用, okay.
Yeah. 你要用。
所以注意这个字眼，用。
You gotta use it.
你必须用。
Use it because you're gonna lose it.
你得用，因为它终究会变成无用的。
And although he's literally talking about money here,
虽然在字面上耶稣基督在这儿讲的是钱财。
What we've been talking about today is all the resources that God has entrusted to you.
我们今天所谈论的是所有的神托付给我们的资源。
Not just your finances.
不仅仅是钱财。
Your body.
你的身体。
Your mind.
你的头脑。
Your voice, your speech.
你的声音。你的言谈
your energy,
你的精力
your time,
你的时间
the number of days you have left,
你在世上还剩下的年日
everything that God has entrusted to you is to be used for God's purposes.
神所托付给你的任何一个东西，你都得使用它来达成神的目的。
Write this down. Use it for God. Use it or lose it.
把这个写下来。使用它，为神来使用它。你不用，你就会失去。
The word that Jesus even used, our Sunday school teacher taught us this, when he says, don't store up treasures on earth.
我们的主日学老师也这么教我们，不要积累世上的财。
This word for store up is like stockpile. It's like pile it up high.
这个就是积累，就是一堆把它就很多的钱财把它堆起来。
Have you ever seen a beautiful yard of fruit trees or vegetable gardens or grass?
你有没有看过这么一个园子，就里头充满了水果树还有还有蔬菜等等花。
What do they use to make everything so benefited? What do you use? What do you have to spread to make everything so rich?
你要怎么样使用才能够让让这个让这些东西更美好。
You spread manure.
你要放浇上牛粪。
Right. See, when you take manure and you spread it around, it benefits everything that it touches.
如果你把它撒在这些东西上，那么每一个东西都受益。
But when you begin to pile up manure,
但是如果你把这个牛粪堆积起来
，All it is a pile of stink, right?
那么一定会臭气冲天。
That's all it is. Then it's just a pile of stink.
就会有很重的浓的臭气。
Jesus is saying.
耶稣基督是在说。
Do you see how the people of this world work so smartly for worldly purposes?
你有没有看到这些世上的人，他们为世上的事情，他们如此聪明的去做？
Jesus says, I want you to work with just as much smartness and ingenuity and passion and energy for God's purposes.
耶稣基督是在说，我要你效法他们的热情，他们的独创，他们的巧思，他们的聪明智慧，来达成神的目的。
And Jesus gave us God's purpose.
那耶稣基督已经把神对我们有些什么目的告诉我们了。
Right, Matthew 28, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
马太福音二十八章就告诉我们要传福音，然后让世人都做他的门徒。
Acts 1:8, go into the world and be my witnesses.
使徒行传第一章第八节，到世上去为我做见证。
Jesus's mission is our responsibility.
耶稣基督的这个所说的这个使命或任务，就是我们的使命，我们的任务。
And everything God has entrusted to me is to be used for His purposes.
神所托付给我们管理的任何一个东西，都是为了要达成他的目的。
Right, in verse 9, he's saying, use all of your resources to gain friends for yourself.
就像第九节说的，借着你所有的资源去结交朋友。
So that when this world and all its money and all these resources come to an end,
好让这个世等到世界走到了尽头，这些东西都没有用的时候，
You'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。
That's heaven.
那它指的是天国。
Just like this dishonest manager used his wits to make friends to welcome him into their home.
就像这个不诚实的管家，他用尽心力来结交朋友。
He says to us,
他耶稣基督对我们基督徒信徒说，
Use all your resources to make spiritual friends so that you will be welcomed into heaven.
要使用运用你的神所托付给你所有的资源来结交属灵的朋友，好在以后你可以得永生。
那得永生，你可以在you'll be welcomed into heaven. 你在天堂会有欢迎。
他们可以接你到天堂去。
Yeah, 你在 okay, so, okay. All right, let me explain. This is not saying you can buy your way into heaven.
当然，这个不是说你可以你可以用金钱来买来收买人，让你进天国。
Or you could pay for other people's salvation.
或者你可以付钱来让别人进天堂。
No, salvation is by God's grace. It's a free gift of God.
拯救救恩是神的恩典。
Right.
Is 我们白白得来的。
Right. But what he is saying is use your resources.
耶稣基督的意思是说使用好好的运用。
Your money, your time, your energy.
你的时间，你的精力。
Use it to build relationships with people.
来与人建立关系。
And to invest in people's lives.
投资在他们的别人的生命。
So that it will have an eternal impact.
以至于这些对别人的生命会有永恒的影响。
So that others may come to hear and know Jesus.
好让别人有机会能够听耶稣基督的教导。
No. So that they can know Jesus, so they can have a connection with Jesus.
认识耶稣基督。
Right? Jesus wants us to use our resources to invest in friendships so that people get to hear the gospel from us or be able to know Jesus because of us.
耶稣基督要我们运用他赐给我们的资源，让我们能够与别人建立关系，让他们有机会能够来到主的面前认识主，听到福音。
So using your resources to invest in the work of the gospel going out.
所以神托付给我们的资源，我们要运用在神国的建造上。
So that as a church, we are using our resources to move the gospel out.
作为一个教会，我们要使用神托付给我们的资源，把福音传出去。
So that all of our resources are helping to bring people into eternity with God.
以至于神托付给我们的资源能够帮助别人进入天堂，进入永生。
Right? The verse says, so that you will be welcomed.
所以像经文上说的，好让他们接你们。
Okay. Welcome, that word is welcome. Okay, received. It's like welcome. 欢迎。
欢迎。
Right?
接纳你们。
Mm-hmm. So this picture that Jesus is painting.
所以主耶稣基督在这儿 给我们的一幅画面就是
right? Is that we're living with so much devotion and so much passion and so much energy for gospel purposes.
我们要为要为福音的缘故，我们要充满热情的充满精力的去生活。
So that when you get to heaven,
好让你到天堂去的时候，
there's a group of people,
会有一群人，
a group of people that are clapping their hands,
会有一群人拍掌，
and they have big smiles on their faces,
他们脸上满面笑容，
and they are welcoming you into heaven.
他们欢迎你，接你到。
And they're standing there.
他们站在那儿。
And they're saying, I'm here because you invested in me to bring me Jesus.
我之所以能在这儿，是因为你曾经投资在我的生命里，让我认识了。
You used your time,
你用你的时间,
your love,
你的爱,
your care,
你的照顾,
your words,
你的,
your prayer,
你的祷告,
and to tell me about Jesus.
把耶稣基督介绍给我。
And when you get to heaven,
以后你进入天堂,
they are rushing over.
他们就跑向你。
And they're clapping their hands, smiling to welcome you in.
他们拍手，满面笑容的欢迎你。
I want to encourage us.
我要鼓励你们。
You have to know that you only have a short number of days left here, like I do.
你必须知道，认识到你在这世上只有很短暂的年日，就像我一
样。You don't know how long.
你不知道有多长或多短。
I don't know how long.
我也不知道。
But God has given you so many resources.
但是在这个或长或短的生命中，神赐给你我很丰富的资源。
He's entrusted you with time.With your mind, with your energy, with your money, your family, your job.
他把时间、精力、头脑、工作、家庭、等等托付给他。
And he has entrusted them under your management.
他把这些人交给你管理。
It's your choice how you want to spendand use your resources and manage them well.
你可以选择如何的运使用这些资源，
而且
使用的很好。
I want to encourage us this morning.
我要鼓励你们。
Don't waste it.
别浪费你的生命。
Use it.
你要使用它。
Use everything God has given to you for His purposes.
使用神托付给你的所有的一切来达成他的目的。
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you.
让我们祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Would you bless the time where we heard from you and your word and your spirit speaking and impacting us?
我们在求主祝福。刚才我们的时间，我们研读你的话语，我们你的圣灵感动我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.